Every year,
yeah,
the second Friday of July is Friday.
So
F-R-Y day.
French fries.
French fries or steak fries or finger chips
or
potato wedges or pommes frites.
Belgium pommes frites. Uh-huh. That is how we actually got French fries in this country. Thomas Jefferson was in France.
Mm-hmm.
He was prepared these fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
He brought them back to the Washington, D.C., served them at the White House.
No.
Was confused, though. He thought because the French person made it for him that it was French. It was actually a Belgian creation.
Oh.
The Belgians do it, so let's credit them for doing it every now and then. We're updating our top French fry lists in the Metro.
Okay.
Now, what makes a great French fry?
Okay, I'm gonna explain that right now.
I can't wait.
First of all, we're going to go with the chains, and we're going to tell you why we have them on our list.
Okay.
First of all, it's Runza. And that's because of not a lot of places can you get the crunch fry, like, you know, the crispy one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get those very places. So the crinkle cut fry has great salt, right, and a crunch combo. That's the key to me.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have enough salt, but not too much salt.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have it crunchy, but not burned.
Not soggy.
Okay. Wingstop does that as well as anybody. You go there for the wings, you stay for the fries.
Oh.
The fries at Wingstop are so incredibly
flash fry
delicious.
Those too?
They do, and they're hand cut.
Oh.
Which is also a key, I think. Hand cut fries are delicious. And then the last one for the national ones is Five Guys. Have you been to Five Guys?
Oh, I have years ago, and I remember remembering the fries.
Well, they give you an entire bag of fries.
They do.
They give you the order of fries, and they dump a bunch of them on there. It's the only fry on this list I don't think needs any kind of sauce. No ketchup, no ranch, nothing. It's the best fry, I think, for just eating.
Mm.
Local, top five. Number five.
Okay.
Over 75 years in business, our good friends at Broncos.
Okay.
Broncos, the classic Omaha fry, in my opinion.
Okay.
They've been doing it very well. Been doing it forever. Number four, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
They have two locations.
Right.
So Amsterdam has the curry fries, which are excellent with mayonnaise.
Mm.
I don't necessarily ever eat fries with mayonnaise, but the curry fries are incredible with mayonnaise.
You're right.
It's delicious. Number three, another pizza place that has great fries, Lighthouse Pizza and Fries.
Oh.
There's one over there on 72nd and Pacific.
Yes.
Here, they have a thing called Super Fries. It has beef and blue brisket. They make the brisket with blue cheese.
They topped it with
blue cheese crumbles, Parmesan. I know you don't like blue cheese.
No.
And peppercorn drizzle. It is incredible.
Uh-huh.
It smells up your car, but it's delicious. Number two, old-fashioned, going back to Jams. Jams makes a great French fry.
Yeah.
And it's just normal, but they do put some white truffle oil on it with a little bit of Parmesan if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
But their regular fries are delicious. And then number one on our list for the fifth year in a row is located at 16th and Farnham. It is Block 16. Great fries.
I could not agree with you
with
more.
The ghetto. Well, they don't call it ghetto sauce anymore. I still call it ghetto sauce. It was delicious.
You can get.
Thank you very much. You can also get the special one, Duck Duck Goose.
Yes.
Or the Crab Rangoon fries.
Yeah.
Those are all delicious.
Wow.
Block 16.
And
by the way, the average American eats roughly 30 pounds of French fries every year.
Now, let me ask you, don't you have to really eat them like as soon as they come out of the kitchen?
That's my wife's rule. She won't let me get Block 16 to go because the fries, she wants them when they're hot and ready to go.
A lot of them.
Yeah, very rarely. Only one I know of for sure is Five Guys because there's so many in the bag, they stay hot till you get home.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter what oil you cook it in? Like tallow has become big or lard?
I am a peanut oil guy for my French fries. I think it makes a crispier fry.
Okay.
It's also what you fry your turkey in on Thanksgiving.
Sure.
I found a frozen French fry. Don't ask me the name of it, the brand of it.
Or Ida.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
In Target, I mean, the packaging caught my eye.
Right.
And it's done in the air fryer, and it came out magnificent. It was so perfect.
If I was going to recommend one of those, Checkers and Rally's makes a frozen fry.
I think it was Rally. And
Rally's are good.
It done in...
it's a battered fry.
Oh, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it?
Mm. Because it was done in tallow oil.
Yeah.
It was so great.
You know tallow is just the marrow fat, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's delicious.
Had to be good.
And it's really good for you.
No.
I'll have another. No.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Here's to delicious.
And happy Friday to all of you in 2 days.
Happy Friday. Mr. Severe, thank you so much.
Get better, Wingy.
See you in a couple of weeks.